I got my basketball. Don't count on it. I don't guess I'm going to count on it this morning. I'm counting on the message to be good. I wasn't counting on all you guys being here. You know, after last week calling some of you fools and simpletons, and I was kind of worried if you guys might have been offended last week when we kind of looked at making decisions and how we make our decisions, and sometimes we're just simple-minded, and sometimes we make foolish decisions, and so I was kind of worried that some of you might have been offended and said, I'm not coming back. But I'm glad you came back, and we've been looking at this series called Ask It. And we've been challenging ourselves with, how do we answer life's questions? How do we deal with life and the questions and the things that we have to deal with? And we've been having this statement over and over again. And I'm going to see if you guys have memorized this yet. I hope you've memorized it. That little, what we say, when we're going to make a wise decision. How, anybody got your little outline out? Get your little outline out. Then you just got to know two words if you get your outline out. Make it easier on you. It goes like this. What is the wise thing for me to do? What's the wise thing for me to do? And that's that challenge. We base it on this verse here in Ephesians. And we have this passage right here. It's going to be on the screen in just a minute. And be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We need to be wise in our decisions. And really, this is a question that I wanted us to think about, because I think if we answer this one question, what's the wise thing to do, it answers most of the questions we'll ever deal with in life. Most of those decisions that we have to wrestle with. If we can just answer this one question. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you are a Christian here this morning, this is not an option. You need to always be thinking, what is the will of the Lord? What is the wise thing for me to do? And that needs to be what you need to be on your mind. What is the wise thing for me to do? But if you're not a Christian, I want to encourage you, it is a good question, all right? You don't have to. But if you're a believer this morning, you've crossed an invisible line in that you gave God control of your life, the question you need to be asking yourself, what is the will of the Lord? What is the wise thing for me to do? We know when it comes to making decisions, we know those moral decisions. I talk about don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie. We know those. But what about the everyday decisions? What about buying a car? What about buying a home? What about going to a party? What about hanging around certain friends? What about boyfriend, girlfriend choices? What about those kind of decisions? How do we make those decisions? And what I want to call us back to is this idea, what is the wise thing for me to do? And we talked about that, you know, I remember growing up, and it came back later on in my Christian life. We had this WWJD. Anybody? WWJD. What? What would Jesus do? And so the question would be, what would Jesus do as I'm making my decision? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? And last week I told you some things Jesus did I can't do. All right? I cannot walk on water. Now, when it's frozen, I told you I did, and I have. But there's some things Jesus did that I can't do. And so then we added these kind of three statements that we kind of put in the context of this. What's the wise thing for me to do in light of my past experiences, current circumstances, and future hopes and dreams? What is the wise thing for me to do? As we wrestle with how do we make this play out? How does this work? And what are we supposed to do? And how are we supposed to do it? And we wrestle with that. Do I buy this house? Do I buy this car? Do I buy that 60-inch TV? I got my income tax return, and I need, you know, my TV in my bedroom is one of those monster TVs. Remember the big old back on them, you know, the big old picture tube TV? And it takes up a big room in my bedroom, so I need to get a flat screen. Well, I want to buy a 60-inch for the living room and take the 48-inch and put it in my bedroom. Right? And I told you, what's the wise thing for me to do? So I go to Target last week after church, late in the afternoon, and one of our members works at Target and shows me a 60-inch TV. You know? I'm not going to talk about Emily like that very long, but just so you know, yeah, you know, here's, you know, where's the 60-inch seat? They're right here. Laura even took a picture with me next to it. You know? What's the wise thing for me to do? Just so you know, Emily didn't try to sell me a TV, all right? She, matter of fact, Emily goes, what's the wise thing for you to do? So Emily nailed it really well. You know, it's nice to know when you preach that somebody, at least somebody heard me. You know, so I appreciate it, but I like giving her a bad time anyway. But what do we do with those decisions? How do we make those decisions? You know, what do we do with that? And so I started to think, what is the wise thing for me to do? And then we go through life, and we look back, and if you're like me, are there some regrets? Are there some times you look back and you go, I should have known. Anybody? I should have known. You know, I should have seen it coming. I should have known that that was there. And we fall into this idea that I should have known. And that's what I really want to dwell on this morning. I should have known that. You know, I seen some clues. You know, that boyfriend was kind of giving me some clues that we were kind of near the end of that relationship. I should have seen it coming. You know? I should have seen it coming with the, I should have known this. And so we wrestle with that, you know, what we should have known, and we look back on it. And we don't know. Why didn't I know? Why didn't I see that coming? You know, what's the wise thing to do? And I want to propose it like this. Have you ever noticed that you know what the wise thing for me to do is, but I can't see it, but you know what it is? You ever have your friend, one of your friends come up and say, I'm trying to figure out what to do, and you're talking with them, and you know exactly what they need to do, but they're going, I just don't know what to do. And you're going, duh. Anybody? You know? You know exactly what they should do, and yet you're wrestling with your life, and I don't know what to do. And your friend's going, I know exactly what they should do. Yeah, I you know, and they're going, I don't get it. I don't know. And we wrestle with this. What is this thing I need to do? How should I do this? You know, this, you know, I should have known this was going to be a busted relationship. I don't want these busted relationships. I should have known this bad financial decision. I should have known this circumstance. I should have known. And here's what I want you to think about this morning. Somebody else knew. Somebody else probably knew what you should have done. You know, just like we know. I know exactly how I should raise my kids. You know, before I had a kid, I knew exactly what I should do. I had it all figured out. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do when I raise it. I'm not going to be like my parents, anybody? And then guess what? You are exactly like... Yeah, we get it all figured out. You know, and it's fun. You got one child, man. It's 2-on-1. You got it made. Yeah. Then you get two, and it's 2-on-2, and that's okay. Then you get three, and it's 3-against-2, and you lose. And you get 7-against-2. You guys forget it. Yeah, yeah. I tell people all the time. When I had two kids, it wasn't too bad. But the third one, man, it's like somebody dumped a whole truckload of kids on you. You know, how do you, you know, you, well, you got it all figured out. You know exactly what you should do. You know, when you're 17 years old, you know everything. You know, I think back now. I started dating Laura when Laura was 14 years old, but we couldn't date. Let's say I started liking Laura. How's that? We were in like. All right, she was 14 years old. I got a 14-year-old granddaughter. If some 18-year-old boy came by, woo! But I knew everything. We knew everything. Come on. You know? But someone else. You know? Why is that? I got two things to kind of help us understand. Why is it somebody else can see it, but we can't? Why can we see it with somebody else when they can't? Why is that? Here's the first one. If you look at your outline, I put it this way. My emotions cloud my thinking. most of our decisions, whether maybe it's financial, maybe it's relational, maybe it's a crisis, most of those decisions involve some kind of an emotional experience. Your emotions get involved. And I'm going to tell you, when your emotions are involved, is it always easy to make decisions? Do your emotions sometimes confuse the choices? See, a lot of times why we can't see that decision we're trying to make, when somebody else can see it as clear as day, is because we're emotionally involved. Yeah. I want a 60-inch TV. Now, I told you last week, I need it for my home Bible study group when we show videos. I need the bigger TV. Because we got 11 people in our group now. See, I can make that pros and cons and make it work, can't I? You know? Emotion, I want this car. I want this house. I want this furniture. I want... And we get emotionally involved. You know, you go to a grocery, you go to a store, like when I walked into Target, and if I was emotionally involved, I said, oh, a good salesperson, I'm not saying anybody's not a good salesperson, would have got me emotionally involved in buying that 60-inch TV. Right? Come on, you know, isn't it, look at this, the colors are, you just got to have it. Everybody's got a 60-inch TV, right? I hear some shaking your head, no. Well, listen, I'm not asking for an 80-inch. You know? But you get emotionally attached to things, and it gets confusing. And so, see, one of the reasons you can't make a wise decision is it's so emotional to you. There's an emotional attachment to. There's some emotion there that's involved in it. But not only those positive emotions, what about those negative emotions? Do you make really wise decisions when you're mad? When you're angry? You know, do you make good decisions when you're lonely and you're jealous? Yeah. We get that emotion involved in it. And so when somebody says, well, I know exactly what you should do, you're going, and they tell you, you're going, I still don't see it. Because you're so emotionally involved in that environment that it's hard for you to focus. It's hard for you to do the wise thing. So your emotions mess up, whether they're positive emotions or negative emotions. You know, it just kind of messes up the wise thing to do. I should have seen it coming. Well, I'm going to tell you, somebody probably did because they weren't emotionally involved. They weren't emotionally attached. They weren't angry. They weren't jealous. They could see it clearly, but you just kind of see it in the fog. So one of the reasons we don't see it coming sometimes is because we're emotionally involved. Money, lust, love, relationship, whatever it is, we get emotionally involved and it makes it hard. We went shopping and I loved that couch. Yeah, I just fell in love with that couch. You know, I fell in love with this car. We were out looking at homes and it's the perfect home. I just fell in love. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, you get that emotional attachment to those things. And then, you don't think clearly. But also, not only does emotional attachment make it hard for us to see and to understand, what should I do? How about this one, if you look at your outline? My ignorance puts wisdom out of reach. Now, I'm not saying we're stupid. I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm saying, you know what? There are some things I do not know. And most of us admit that. There are some things I do not know, I do not understand, I haven't had the experience, I don't have the knowledge, the education. There are just some things I don't know. Have you ever did some things and you look back on it and say, what was I thinking? I thought I could do that. You get it all figured out in your head. And then somebody comes over to help you, and fortunately they have more knowledge than you and they can do it right, and you're going, I wouldn't have did it that way. See, that intelligence, we just don't know. We're not sure. And I was trying to think that, it's beyond my ability. But we feel, I can get through this. I can make it work.
I'll figure it out. And we do those kinds of things as we wrestle with it, as we put it through. You know, I was a child, so I know how to raise children. I was a child once. Yeah. And so we go through this and we play these games. And I kind of thought, most of us, many of us have bought homes, right? You go in to sit down, and the lady pulls out this stack of papers, and you start signing them. And you got to sign the paper, then you got to initial every page, right? Come on now. And I'm sure you read every page, right? Come on, you read every one of those pages. As you know, it's like, okay, let me read it. You know, you'd be there for 2 days. What do most of us do? Show me where to sign. Yeah. And we're just going to sign it. We're just going to jump all over it. You know? And now, how many of you? I'm gonna get a little more. Most of it. How many of you are on Facebook? Anybody on Facebook? You need to raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I'm going to call you a liar because I've seen your Facebook pages, okay? How many of you have read your terms of agreement? You know, they change it all the time. But we know everything. I don't need to read it. Yeah. You put that app on there and it says terms of agreement. Yes, load it quick. I want to get on it. Come on now. Don't you know? I do that. I'm talking about me. You know? And then you go back, what was I thinking? I didn't know that app did that. You know? You buy a computer program and it, you know, I don't read those agreements. It's like, I want that program. And then you get on and you're going, man, what is this? Because, see, we think we know. Our ignorance gets us in trouble. I'm wise. What's the wise thing to do? You know? I should have known. You know? I should have known. And so, you know, that emotional things can mess up what we should know. That just lack of intelligence. We're not dumb. We're not. Most of us have a good head on our shoulders. Sometimes common sense goes out, though. But, you know, it's, you know, we have that knowledge. And yet... And so when you're wrestling with those decisions and you're wondering, why does my friend know exactly what I should do and I don't? Go back and go, is it, you know, am I emotionally involved? You know, is there some experience they've had? Is there some knowledge? You know, as you look at your friends and you're going, why don't they see it? I mean, it's as plain as the nose on their face, that big nose too on their face. Why don't they see it? And you can't figure out why they can't see it. And you're just going, well, they're emotionally involved. So I want to talk about, what are we going to do about that? Here's what I want you to know. Somebody seen it coming. Somebody knew. Most of those times in your life, when you talk to somebody and you go back and talk to them, and your friend told you, you know, you tell your friend your thing and you're going to do it and you get it all worked out and you go and do it and then it just blows up in your face and you go back to your friend and you're telling them what happened and they're going, I told you so. Anybody have a friend like that? Yeah. I tried to warn you. I tried to. Somebody's seen it coming. Anybody got a parent? Anybody ever have a parent? Anybody ever have a parent? Anybody got a mama? We got Mama's Day coming pretty soon. Mama knows everything. She really does. I mean, you know, Mama and Daddy know everything. See, they've had some experiences. They've had some. But when you're 17 years old, guess what? You know everything. And you know more than they do. Because you've lived 17 years. You know? But they don't. You ever look back and go, man, Mom was sure smart. You know? Dad sure knew what he was talking about. You know? But when you're going through it, you're going, they don't get it. They're old. You know? Some of you are sitting out there going, he's 60 years old. What am I doing listening to him? You know? He makes dumb mistakes too every day. You know? What's the wise thing to do? It's hard. So here's what I want to tell you. Somebody else seen it coming. Why not talk to him? Why not talk to somebody? You know, why not hear what somebody else has to say? Because I don't care whether you're 17 years old, because we'll laugh at a 17-year-old, but how many of us did the same thing when we were 30? You know? It doesn't matter whether you're 17 or 30 or even 60. It's like, I got an article. The Lord gave this to me in a positive way. I can get a free 60-inch TV. Look, big free. It's free. It's not Target. It's free. And all I got to do is spend $4,000 on furniture. And wait, not only I get it free and I get furniture too. All right. But wait, that's not all the good stuff. Interest-free financing for 18 months. What's the wise thing to do? You know what's sad is we're laughing about this, but I guarantee you there are people going there and buying a TV. You can get different sizes. If you don't want to spend $4,000. If you just spend $1,000, you can get a 19-inch one for free. But I want a 60-inch. And I get furniture too. And I don't have to pay for it for 18 months. I wonder what's going to happen after those 18 months. Don't you like that? No interest. Come on in. No interest. You know, sign these papers and it's no interest and come on in. I'm sorry, at the end of 18 months, it's 32% interest. We see this coming. How many things don't we see coming? How many things do we miss? See, I want to tell you, somebody's seen it coming. Now, don't go buy furniture. Don't buy this here, okay? Don't. I'm just going to, I'll be your wisdom today. You know? Somebody sees it coming. Somebody. Last week, we looked at one of the stories we looked at. Solomon was recounting a story. Remember the young man was going to town? And he walked through the wrong part of town. Remember? He's walking through the wrong part of town and some sweet little honey thing over here is talking to him. Hey, good looking. What you doing? You know, what you got cooking? Yeah, just sweet little things talking to him. You're a hot little boy, you know. You're a sweet little thing. You know, she's saying all these sweet things to this kid, and he's walking through town. You know, and you know what happens? He hooks up with her. Come on over here, you know. And they're walking through town. And remember, it says, it's like an ox going to slaughter, the guy said. He's watching this, and it's like an ox going to slaughter. He's smiling like, hey, look what I got. He doesn't know, man. He's a dead meat, man. It's over. He's toast. He has no idea. He's like an ox going off to slaughter is what Solomon says. But here's what I want you to know. Somebody's seen it coming. Look here at the scripture. While I was at the window of my house looking through the curtains, I saw some naive young man, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman strolling down the path by her house. Somebody seen it coming. Somebody seen this guy was just going down there and somebody's just looking through the curtain. Oh, that poor sucker. Yeah. He had no idea. Here's this kid walking through town. No. He had no idea, but somebody seen it coming. See, I want us to know something. Those decisions in our life, those questions in our life, somebody's seen it coming. It may be a mother. It may have been a father. It may be a best friend. It may be a pastor. Ha, ha, ha. You know? But somebody's seen it coming. Somebody's seen you're going down that path. And someone's seen. I should have known. I should have known. And I'm sitting there going, I see that. You know? And we see this in our lives. And what do we need to do? So here's what I want us to say. What do you need to do? What do you need to do when your emotions are flying and they're raging and they're hot and maybe there's anger going on and maybe it's beyond your ability? What do you need to, what do you do when that wise thing is just kind of foggy? You know, you're wrestling with it and you're just not sure. What do you do? I'm going to tell you what Solomon says to do. You listen. One word. One simple word. You just listen. You just listen. If that young man walking through town would have looked up and seen that man and listened to that man in the window, would it have made a difference? Could it have changed? You know? We need to listen. I like what it says here in Proverbs again. Here's Solomon. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Let the wise listen. What's the wise thing for me to do? Listen. Now, at 17 years old, I don't want to listen to my parents. Am I right? How many were tuned into their parents at 17? How many are raising a 17-year-old? You want to kill them? No, don't raise your hand. You know, why don't you listen to me? Yeah. We don't want to listen. And yet we're going to go through and we're going to get through this and we're going to go, why didn't I see it coming? I should have seen it coming. Somebody did. Somebody seen it coming. See, we need to listen to what people say. We need to hear what others are saying. We need to hear that when those emotionally charged questions come. You know? See, the wise person knows when it's not wise to make a decision. You know? All of a sudden, my emotions are involved in this. I need to push the pause button. I need to listen. I need to get some wise counsel. I need to talk to somebody. See, when those emotions are running high and those situations are running high and when we're upset, you know, I'm upset, I'm mad. This is not the time to run the guy off the road. I need to slow down and be patient. Push the pause button. That one's mine, okay? I put that one in here for Gary. That might not be you, but that's Gary. Yeah. Yeah. Push the pause. This is beyond my knowledge. I really don't know. I remember when in this church, somebody wanted to get baptized in a river. And so we're going to go up to Caswell Park, and we're going to baptize in the river. And I didn't know what to do. I knew what a baptistry is. And, you know, you got a pool, you put them in a pool, and you baptize them. What do you do when you go to the river? I had no idea. So you know what I did? I called my pastor in Sacramento, the guy that had been my pastor when I got saved. And he says, Brother Lehman, this guy wants to get baptized in the river. What do I do? I mean, is there any wisdom I need for this? You know what he said? Baptize him head upstream. Okay. Why? He says, the water will push him up and not down when you're trying to get him back up. You know, and it's like, okay, I'm glad of that knowledge. You know, I had to call somebody. I was wise enough at that point, okay, to call somebody, to listen, to hear what they got to say. And so when our emotions are raging, and whether it's anger or it's love, and, you know, I should have seen it coming, and all this, it's like, pause. Slow down. What's the wise thing for me to do? Because when, you know, walking through Costco is an impulse buying galore place. I mean, they got everything in there, and it's not just a few of them. They got them stacked high. Well, I need this, and I need this, and matter of fact, I need this one. It's 100 pounds of coffee. You know? Because I need it. I want it. Our emotions. And we think we know it all. Look again what it says here in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Listen to the advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Wise. Over and over and over in the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes, be wise, be wise, be wise. Listen, hear, pay attention. Over and over. And these are just two of them. But I want to make sure you get a picture of Solomon. Most of you, maybe you don't know, Solomon history is considered the wisest man to have ever lived. So I want you to get a picture here. Here's Solomon. He's a young man. He's ruling a nation, and he's trying to figure out how to rule a nation. He's a young man, and he's wise enough to know he doesn't know what to do. And so God shows up in the midst of all this and says, Solomon, what do you want? What can I give you, Solomon? What do you need if you're going to be... You know, he didn't say, I want a 60-inch TV, just so you know. You know, he didn't say, I want a Nintendo or an Xbox. You know, he didn't say, I want the new iPhone 6 or 7, if it's out yet. You know, I want the iWatch. You know, he didn't ask for anything like that. Listen to what he said. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding. Why don't you circle that word understanding real quick? Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? He said, I want an understanding. He's asking for wisdom. And just so you know, guess what God gave him? Wisdom. And what's so amazing, because he had wisdom, God said, since you asked for the right thing, I'm going to give you everything else. And he had, I remember, what was that, 1,000 horses or something like that? I can't remember all the details. He had everything, palace, horses, stables. He had it all. But he asked for wisdom. He asked for wisdom. But here's what I want to give you a picture. Here's a guy who we consider the wisest man who ever lived. If you don't think so, read the Proverbs and tell me he's not wise. Just read that book of Proverbs and tell you he's wise. And here's the wisest man in the world telling us to listen. You know what that word understanding means? I gave you the definition. The Hebrew word is shema. It means to hear. Use the perception of hearing with the ears to process information caused to hear. Solomon is saying, I want to learn to listen. Isn't that wise? I want to learn to listen. If I want to make wise decisions, what's the wise thing for me to do? I need to learn to listen. I need to learn to hear what others have to say. Look at what it says here, Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. See, you have friends. You sit there and you watch your friends and you watch them make that decision and you're sitting there going, why are they doing that? Why in the world are they doing that? Don't they see where that path leads? Don't they understand where they're going? And they're just going along happily ever after. Hey! They're just going along happily ever after. But somebody's seen it. And somebody's looking at us. You and me. I'm going to include me in that. Watching me just going along out there, and they're going, doesn't he see where that is going? Doesn't he understand where that leads? Why can't he see? Everybody else sees it, but he can't see it. See, somebody sees it. Why don't we listen? Why aren't we willing to listen? Why aren't we willing to hear what they have to say? Yeah. I deal with, you know, it's like, here's what I deal with many times, and it's like, what do I do? What do I do? And people come and I tell them, you know, well, let's talk and I'll help them. I don't tell them what to do, but I lead them to make a decision. It says, most likely. But they didn't like that decision. So they go talk to somebody else. And somebody else told them, most likely. So they go to somebody else. And somebody else told them, most likely. And they go to somebody else. 8, 9, 10 people, most likely. And then they go to somebody else and say, oh, go ahead and do it. Guess who they choose? Well, he agreed with me. Everybody else said no, but that one agreed with me. You guys are laughing because you know it's true. You know, we do that. It's amazing what we do. Whoever sits in that one's going to have a ball in their seat. But why don't we listen? So I gave you real quick. I'm going to have to go through these real quick. I gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reasons why we don't listen. Real quick. Why don't we listen? The first way is this. We're made that way. If you are a man, you are made that way. You don't want to listen. You don't want to listen to your wife. You don't want to listen to anybody. You're driving your car and you know where you're going. You don't need directions from anybody. You're just going to drive. Don't tell me to ask for directions. I know where I'm going. I'm not lost. I just don't know where I'm at. You know? See, some of us, we know. We just, you know, I don't need anybody to tell me. We're made that way. Now, it's just the way some of us are made. Yeah. And it's mostly guys. Am I right, ladies? Some of you right around. Am I right? Isn't, you know, they don't need any directions. Yeah. They don't want to hear it from you sitting next to them. You should have made that turn last time. Be quiet. Yeah. Because, see, we know. We're made that way. Second way. We already know what the wise people are going to say. Why? I know what they're going to say, and I don't want to hear it. Because I don't want to do what they're going to say. I want to do what I want to do. So I don't want to ask anybody because I know what they're going to tell me to do. They're going to tell me, you know, Gary, you really shouldn't go get that free TV. It's free, though. And I get furniture. And I don't have to pay for it for 18 months. You know? See, I don't want to hear everybody tell me no. Because if I said that, I'm hoping everyone here would say, Gary, no, 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 no. Be like Emily when I walk into Target. What's the wise thing for you to do? I like that 60-inch TV. Target had a good 60-inch TV. You know, what's the wise thing for me to do? See, we don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. How about this next one? I think it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. It's my money. It's my body. It's my home. It's my car. It's my house. It's my school. It's nobody's business what I do. It's me and it's nobody's business. You mind your business, I'll mind mine. Right? And so we don't want to hear it. You know, it's nobody else's business. How about this one? Oh, let me finish. I want to say this real quick when I talk about nobody's business. There is nothing. Every private decision has a public consequence. Did you hear what I said? Every private decision you make has a public consequence. Just pull out People magazine or Entertainment magazine. All these little private decisions these actors actually make, is it public? Every private decision you make ends up being public at some point. When you say it's nobody's business, I want to warn you. It's everybody's business. Because everybody's going to know sooner or later. How about this next one? Our pride gets in the way. I can figure this out. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. I'm smart. I'm good. I know what I need to do. Nobody has to tell me what to do. You mind your business, I'll mind mine, and we'll get through this, okay? Pride gets in the way of us asking for others' help. We just don't. I'm smart enough to do this. I've got this. And the last one I put down here is, our success is intoxicating, and our failure is humiliating. Once we become successful, here's the funny thing. Once I become successful in one area, you know what? I know everything. There's about everything. Oh, think about that. Somebody becomes successful in this computer industry. Let's take a guy. He passed away. Apple. The leader of Apple. Created the Apple phone. He saved Apple. Did you know at one point back in the 80s you could buy an Apple for $2 a share? $2. It's going to be one of the first companies to go over $1 trillion business. $2, you could have bought stock. He's telling me, now, if I want to make wise, who am I going to, let's talk to him. He knows everything there is about everything, right? He knows how to turn the Apple on. He knows how to do everything. See, we become successful whenever we think we know everything. I know how to do everything. I tell people all the time, I'm a master of none, but a jack of all trades. I can do anything. I can. You go out the back door over here, and I fixed the sprinkler out over here on this side. I got a pipe put in there. The kids had broke off one of our water spigots out back. I went out there, and I re-glued that thing on, and I didn't want the kids to break it, and I fixed it really well. I took duct tape. And I duct taped that thing to a bar that's drove 4 feet in the ground. Now let those kids try to break it. Might look like junk out there, but I know how to fix it. I don't need anybody's help. Yeah. Now go out there and don't look at it. You see this big old silver thing sticking out of the ground over there? Yeah. Pride gets in our way. And in Sintake, our success gets in our way. And then when we're failures, it's humility. I don't want anybody to know. I'm not going to tell anybody because I don't want anybody to know. I got news for you. They already know. They already know. So here's what I want to ask you this morning. What's the wise thing to do? What's the wise thing for me to do? When my emotions are running high and hot. When I'm beyond my ability. What's the wise thing for me to do? Push the pause button. Are you afraid to push it? Just slow down. I don't have to decide this right now. I don't have to make that decision. Don't you like it when you go to these salespeople and they go, you got to make the decision today? You ever get that one? You got to sign that today. Because when you walk out that door, the deal's gone. Anybody? The deal's gone. If you don't sign now, it's over. You're not going to get this kind of a deal again. This is the best deal I can give you. If you walk out, you're not going to get this car at this price ever again. Anybody? I heard that from car dealers. Come on. If you're a car dealer, I apologize. Yeah. But I've heard that from car dealers. You know, you've got to sign now or else it's not going to come back. Yeah. Push the pause button. Emotions are running high. It's running hot. Push the pause button. You know, you're mad and you're angry and you pull out that phone and you send that text message right away, right? Come on, you're ticked off at them. And you type this, and you send it. And as soon as you push the send button, you're going, what did I do? Come on now. I read those Facebook posts. You know? I see that. You know? Your emotions are running high, and you're hot, and I'm in love. And he said he loved me. Oh, boy. You know? Your emotions, and you get sucked in, and you get tied in. Push the pause button. Are you willing to listen? That's my point. If you want to know the Lord's will, you want to know what God is doing, slow down and listen. The wisest man that ever lived says, I need to listen. I need to hear. If the wisest man said that, what does that mean for somebody like me? Who lacks a lot of that wisdom. I need to listen a whole lot. Anybody ever heard the statement, you got one mouth and... Oh, you guys have heard it. Because we need to listen twice as much. Twice as much. It's the bottom of your page. I put it real simple. What is a wise thing for me to do? Simple. Listen. You may wonder, why didn't I see it? Why didn't I see it? I should have seen it. Why didn't I see it? Somebody did. Pretty much guarantee you somebody seen it. Will you listen? Will you listen? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your words and your truths. That you're a God who desires to give us wisdom. A God who desires to lead us in the right path for righteousness' sake. A God who desires to open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings upon us. Upon each and every one. But Lord, it's so easy to let our emotions run wild. To get caught up in thinking our ignorance can cause us to fall. Lord, give us all wisdom. Wisdom to make the right choices, to choose the path of righteousness for your name's sake, and to follow you. And Lord, give us friends. Give us family. Give us brothers and sisters in Christ around us who may see things coming that can cause us to listen. You know, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, Maybe you're struggling with some decisions. Maybe there's some battles going on. And maybe you need to pray, God, send somebody that I may listen to hear from them. Would you shoot your hand up? Let me pray for you. Thank you. I see that. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. Anyone else? Thank you. I see those hands. Lord, you've seen the hearts and the hands that were raised. Encourage them. Give someone to them, Lord, that can speak wisdom to them. Send them a Solomon, Lord, that can share your truths, your words, your things. And then give us listening ears, Lord, to hear the wisdom that you have, that you've blessed us with, Lord. Help us understand that we do not have to know everything. We just have to know you and those that you place in our lives. Speak to us, Lord, for we want to hear from you. Bless these. Touch their heart. Send them those to speak into their life that they may make the wise decision. In Jesus' name, amen.